Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being salt and light in the world, was recorded at our Summer Family Bible Conference and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
We actually can know God better than His disciples knew Him because we don't have the hindrance of looking at His physical body. We can know Him spirit to spirit. We can be enlightened and quickened by the Holy Spirit. Man, that's awesome. Look at this over in the 28th chapter of the book of Matthew. This is another post-resurrection appearance of Jesus. And in verse 16, it says, "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw Him, they worshipped Him, but some doubted." Now this specifically says that this was some of the 11. So that means this was Peter, James, John, Andrew, Bartholomew, Thomas, all of the apostles, all except Judas, who had hung himself. These 11 apostles met Jesus at an appointed place, and they worshipped Him, but some of the 11. Some of the original 12 apostles were looking right at the resurrected Jesus and doubted. Again, people think, how could you doubt? Because He had to be discerned spiritually. It wasn't just physical. There isn't a place that God wants you to live to where it doesn't take faith. There isn't anything that God is wanting to do into your life that will just so manifest God that you don't have to believe and operate by faith. And yet most people are looking for something like that. People are running here and there and following this and following that and wanting to feel and to see something. And again, there's nothing wrong. God does special things. We've had some special things happen this week right here. And, you know, there's nothing wrong. I'm not saying that God doesn't manifest Himself in a way. But it's not because God just does something unique. It's because people open up and receive and things start happening. But, you know, it's a blessing that you don't have to just run over here to find Jesus and run over there to find Jesus. It's a blessing once you get into faith. And that, you know what, you can contact Jesus wherever you are. You don't have to see it. You don't have to have something else. See, this goes back to the Roman soldier who says, "Lord, I don't need You to come to my house. I don't need to see You. You don't have to come and do something physically. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed." And Jesus said, "This is the greatest faith I have ever seen." He marveled at this man's faith. What made his faith different? I don't need to feel, see something. Give me a word. Give me the word. You just speak a promise, and my servant shall be healed. That's the greatest faith. Contrast that with Thomas over in the 20th chapter of the book of John. And Thomas wasn't present the very first time that Jesus appeared to the disciples on the resurrection day. And they told him that Jesus was resurrected and it appeared unto him. And Thomas said, "Unless I can see with my eyes, unless I can put my finger into the print of the nails and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." It was his choice. I will not believe it. He didn't say, "I can't believe." He says, "I will not believe it." He just chose to say that unless I can see and touch and feel that Jesus is resurrected from the dead, I will not believe it. Unless I can perceive it in my physical senses, I will not believe it. And so 8 days later in John chapter 20, Jesus appeared again. And this time all of the doors were shut, the windows were locked, and all of a sudden Jesus just appeared in the room. Miraculous manifestation. And He walked right over to Thomas and He says, "Thomas, put your finger into the print of the nails and thrust your hand into my side and be not faithless but believing." You know, there's no way that Jesus could have known that. He wasn't present physically when Thomas said that. And so, again, this was a manifest token that this was God. This was Jesus was God. He knew exactly what He had said. And there is no indication that Thomas ever put his finger into the print of the nails or thrust his hand into his side. The moment that he perceived Jesus by faith, he fell on his face and he said, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus turned around and looked at Thomas and he said, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Yea, rather, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. There is a greater blessing on seeing with your heart than seeing with your eyes. There's a greater blessing on walking by faith than there is walking by sight. And yet us, carnal, de-evolved people, love to see by sight. We want to go everywhere. We want to see. We want to feel. We want to touch. We want all of this stuff. And yet the greater blessing is on those who walk by faith and not by sight. You know, the Lord showed me in the very beginning of my walk with Him. I had been a Baptist that was taught that God didn't do any miracles today and that things don't happen and you couldn't have a tangible encounter with God. And when I got turned on to the Lord and I started hearing stories about Kenneth Hagin, how fire would burn in his hand and jump between his hands when he prayed for people and he had visions and God spoke to him. And I began to realize that those things did happen. I felt like I'd been cheated. And man, I wanted to have some supernatural experiences and I was praying and asking God to send me an angel to appear to me. I was wanting something physical, tangible. And the Lord showed me this contrast between the centurion servant and Thomas and said, Thomas, there's a greater blessing on those who believe by faith instead of those who believe because they've had it proven to them in the flesh. And when I saw this, I remember saying, God, I'd rather walk in your greater blessing. I'd rather have the greater relationship with you. Without faith, it's impossible to please you. I'd rather know you by faith than have all of these tangible, physical things. And you know, right after I made that decision, I mean, I could go to a meeting and they could call out every person in the place and prophesy to them and lay hands on them and they'd miss me. I mean, it was just like clockwork. Everybody would get a prophecy but me. Everybody would have a goosebump but me. Everybody would have something physical or tangible but me. And you know, at first I didn't understand it, and the Lord reminded me about all this. And you know, one of the reasons I believe that it's happened that way is because He's taken me at my word and God's trying to meet me on a level to where there's a greater blessing of knowing Him by faith instead of just walking in physical, natural things. You know, the reason that some of you may not have had an angel appear to you or a bolt of lightning strike you or something like this is because God honors you so much. God's trying to bring you up to the highest level. He's wanting you to walk with Him by faith. He's wanting you to do what the Apostle Paul said, that we walk by faith and not by sight, that we don't know any man after the flesh. We don't know Jesus just because of some goosebump or because of some miraculous thing, but we know Him by the Spirit. Brothers and sisters, this is the way God made Adam and Eve to live. This is the way we are supposed to live now that we've been born again. And we now have had our spirit quickened on the inside. We are supposed to discern Him spiritually. You can't just perceive Him with your physical eyes and ears. But by the Spirit, we can know God. We can walk in faith. And I tell you, if you ever begin to realize that God is with you and perceive what He's done on the inside of you, you won't have to have somebody prod you to talk to people and to stand up and to speak the truth. Man, you'll speak. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. One of the reasons that we haven't been more salt and light is because we don't know what we've got. We don't really perceive it. We hear people say it, and so we kind of put it off in this ethereal realm that, oh yeah, by faith, God's with me. But we don't believe it practically. When you really go to believing that God is with you and He'll never leave you, I guarantee you it'll change your life. I remember when God gave me this revelation about Luke chapter 24. I tell you what, this changed my life. For days or months, I don't know, it's a long time. I was just overwhelmed that God was with me all of the time. I didn't perceive Him just like those disciples. Sometimes you can sit there and be sad thinking about God because you're thinking in unbelief instead of thinking in faith. But I realized that God was always with me. You know, I had an experience when I was in Vietnam. I'll quit with this, maybe, I think. But when I was in Vietnam, see, I did have a miraculous encounter with the Lord March the 23rd, 1968. I had emotions. For 4.5 months, I was caught up in the presence of God. And emotionally, I felt God. I didn't have to faith it. I felt God. There was a physical, tangible presence with me. But after 4.5 months, that feeling left. And in some ways, it was now worse than before I had it. Because how do you go back to being normal? You get addicted to this emotional rush, this adrenaline rush of God being with you. And once the feeling left, man, I panicked. I didn't understand why it left. I didn't understand why it came. I didn't understand if there was something I did to make it leave, if there was something I could do to make it come back. And I got drafted, praise God. You know, in retrospect, this was the best thing that ever happened to me. Because I got drafted and sent to Vietnam, and over there, there was nobody to help me. And I just had to plunge myself into the Word of God. And praise God that through the Word of God, I began to start seeing and perceiving that God was with me. But one of the experiences I had over there was that I just went through a period of time begging God to once again let me feel His presence. And I mean, I was fasting. I went on a 4-day fast with no food or water. And did you know after 3 days you begin to die? I didn't know that. And I was in Vietnam where the temperature was 120 degrees. And I got so I had to crawl to go get some food. I nearly killed myself. And I was seeking God, desperate to get back into this feeling when I was in the presence of God. And during this period of time, I just woke up one morning and all of a sudden, it's like God was gone. You know, I don't know how to describe this to you because I don't think most people have ever experienced this. So therefore, you have nothing to relate it to. But, you know, prior to this, I was feeling like God had left me. I didn't feel any great emotion or any great joy. But when I woke up this morning, I mean, it was like God was not in the world. I don't know how to communicate that to you, but the Scripture says in Ephesians chapter 2 that you are aliens from the covenants of promise and without God in this world prior to salvation. You know, I really believe that the worst part of hell is going to be that there is no God. There is no goodness. There is no peace. There's no nothing. Torment in the flame is going to be nothing compared to not having the sense and the presence of God. And I woke up one morning and God was gone. I don't know where He went, but He was gone. And I know, according to the Scripture, He never leaves me nor forsakes me, but I believe.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to make a difference by being salt and light in the world. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado. It's available in an 8-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM230 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 8th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 8th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Now, you won't be able to call us by telephone today because we've given our employees the day off due to the holiday. But remember, you can go to the website even on holidays, and you can order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Or you can write us at P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. We hope to hear from you today.